Ryan, did you get out of jail tonight?
I don't know if I'd say get out of jail. I mean, we consistently had the whole play, you know, a lot of the play for two periods, and then we just found ourselves down 3-1. One of those games where I thought we had good puck possession, and you know, and we'd go in spells, and we'd you know, 3 or 4 minutes, and play in their end, and they'd come down and score a goal, and that was it, you know. And it was a little disheartening, but I thought we came back in the third period and showed a lot of character and kind of showed some goodwill to claw back and fight back into that game.
That's a massive help, isn't it, at this early stage of the season, still to have those moments where you're in a hole and you manage to somehow climb your way out of it.
Yeah, I think it's a good test anytime, you know, especially at home, anytime your team can go up against a wall and you get an opportunity to see how they respond is good for the growing pains. And you know, obviously giving confidence to guys when we do the little things and do the right things, we can put the puck in the net. But it was one of those games, probably similar to what Sheffield went through yesterday with Edinburgh, you know. We had a lot of puck possession. We had a lot of chances. We didn't convert on them, and they come down and score goals. You know, they come down and put a puck at the net, and it finds a way off a stick and in. And you know, you can't let those nights. You gotta find ways to get through those nights, and everybody's gonna have them. But today we found a way out of it.
Are your team right now where you anticipated them to be at this point?
That's a good question. I mean, I think we show in spurts that we can be the team that we want to be, but I think we still have a lot of work to do, and we got to get more consistent within our game plan.
And is that with this group of players, is that going to happen, do you think?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. Like I said, you know, like we've only dropped 1 point in our past five games. You know, yeah. So it's not like we're losing every game here. I just think, you know, the expectation obviously for us is to walk the league. Well, and unfortunately, that's just not going to happen. You know, that there's not one weak team in this league as teams are seeing. Mm. You know, and it's going to be up and down, and it's just the way you can control that. I mean, to you know, every time you lose, to jump off the bridge isn't going to help anything. So you just got to manage it. But I think there's a lot of room for improvement and a lot of room for this. There's a lot of growth yet in this club, but it's going to take some time.
Edinburgh on Saturday, they're top of the conference. They're revitalized, aren't they? They're very impressive with what they've been able to achieve this season. What do you make of the squad that Riley Emerson's put together? And particularly, how are you going to handle the league's leading scorer, Ryan Hayes?
Yeah, obviously they're playing with a lot of confidence here. They've put some good a win streak here together and playing shorthanded. And teams are scary playing when they play shorthanded. You know, players usually play their best and rise up to the occasion. But no, it'll be a good challenge. You know, having a good Edinburgh team is great for the league. I think Riley's done a good job recruiting here. But at the same time, you know, we'll be ready to go and definitely, you know, not taking them lightly, which seems like a joke that anybody actually would take a team like that. So it's going to be a good battle. It's going to be a good game.
And when you look at these games within conference, you've won one against Manchester. You've got an opportunity, haven't you, now to really stick a stake in the ground and say, yeah, you know what? If you do want to do well this year, you have to beat us on a regular basis. But also, I guess, from a personal perspective and from a Brayhead perspective, it's about getting these wins in the bank now within conference to make sure you get all of that tied up as quick as is humanly possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just think right now we're just trying to find that consistency, and you know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. But you're right. You know, these midweek games are tricky. I always think they favor the away team more than the home team, and you know. But to grind out a win here, we'll look back and hopefully look at these as two huge points gained from where we were and you know, learn from it. And you know, I don't think we needed we put ourselves in that situation, but I don't think it was indicative of how the game was going. We just weren't executing when we did get chances, and we had a great start, and then we allowed them, you know, they got a goal, and then we allowed them to take it to us in that first bottom half of the first period. And then we ended up going with a 2-1 deficit. So just one of those games where it just didn't seem to be going our way, but we ended up finding a way out of, like you said, out of jail.
A quick word finally on Sunday for you in Sheffield. You played them twice pre-season. Is this a marker game where you can look at how your team's developed and how Sheffield have developed since you met in August?
Yeah, I think it'll be a good curve to see where we're both at. You know, and it's always a rink. Obviously, I'm excited to go back to, and a lot of good memories there. And it's a nice rink and one that we haven't been to, all our new guys. We haven't been to the Motor Point or whatever they're calling it these days, the Sheffield Arena. So it'll be good. You know, like I said, we're not really looking at that one as of right now, because we still got the Capitals in front of us on Saturday. And when we get through that, we'll turn our attention to Sheffield.
Lovely. Thank you very much.